Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time for our afternoon chat with KCBS insider Phil Materfield, joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Officials in San Francisco have come up with a new plan for the former McDonald's location in the city's Haight-Ashbury. Phil, the city had purchased this property, what, about 3 years ago, planning to build affordable housing on it. What happened?
You know, it's a classic San Francisco story, but one that we're seeing elsewhere in the Bay Area. And the subtitle would be, sometimes the more things change, the more they stay the same. We're talking about a McDonald's on Haight Street in Stanyan near Golden Gate Park, which for years was a magnet for homelessness and drug dealers who would hang out at the McDonald's, much to the chagrin of the nearby residents and businesses. And they said, something's got to be done. So the city wound up closing the place and taking it over, the site, buying it, and demolishing it, saying what we're going to do is build affordable housing, like you said. But it didn't quite work out, and instead what we had was the COVID epidemic, and all of a sudden tents started appearing up and down Haight Street and all around that neighborhood. Neighbors were upset about the tents, so the city said, we've got an idea. We'll put them at the McDonald's site and make it one of the safe sanctuary shelter areas. We brought in portable toilets, and they had about 60 tents there. They promised it would be temporary and that the neighbors wouldn't have to put up with it forever. Well, now they've moved the tents out, and now what they're doing is saying, instead of affordable housing, what we're going to do is put in a homeless drop-in center, a temporary homeless drop-in center, where once again the homeless will be hanging out, this time organized by the city, to which the merchants say, boy, haven't we been here before.
So what happened to all the people in the tents? They just dispersed?
Some of them went into hotels. They were given the option of going into hotels and housing. But, Patty, there just doesn't seem to be enough housing to go around. And these tended to be younger homeless, people that weren't necessarily inclined into going into housing. It's a problem we're seeing elsewhere. For example, in Oakland, sometimes what you have is situations where tents or RVs will start showing up in a block or a neighborhood park or something like that, where they start one and then two and then three, and then people start calling the city and saying, you got to do something about it. Now, the people are expecting the places to be cleaned out. Instead, what happens is the city goes out and puts up portable toilets and sanctions the spot, saying, we, rather than clean it out, we'll just come around and clean it up. That gets the neighbors upset, and it keeps going around and around. And one of the classic examples is that navigation center that the city put up along the Embarcadero. Remember a couple of years ago, it was supposed to be temporary? It's still there, and the last time I drove about it, it's bigger than ever and more permanent.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.